Now, the Naval Service has said that crew shortages have led to the cancellation of 21 days of seagoing patrols this year, representing 3% of scheduled patrolling days. It was responding to a report in today's Irish Times that the service has frequently had to postpone operations, and its six ships have been regularly operating with close to the bare minimum of crew. The Naval Service says COVID has resulted in situations where replacement crew have been unable to step in when gaps occur. Cathal Berry is an independent TD for Kildare South and a former officer with the Army Ranger Wing. We can talk to him now. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Berry, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So what do you make of this? It's not the first time this year that we've had these reports of staffing shortages in the Naval Service in particular. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Brian. Look, there's been a staff retention issue in the Defence Forces in general for the last number of years now. It's been very well flagged. It's particularly acute in the Naval Service, and really it's brought about by just poor levels of pay, and I would argue unlawfully poor levels of pay. They're way below the thresholds of decency, and as a result, people have left, and unfortunately it's really impacting on operations now. We can't put enough ships to sea. That's the big problem.
What about the particular arrangements put in place for this seagoing service commitment scheme, I think, was brought in earlier this month, up to €10,000 for personnel in an attempt to address this retention issue? Is that having an impact?
It's not really having an impact because it's not implemented yet. But look, in fairness to Minister Simon Coveney, I think it's a genuine attempt to improve things. And it is a half a step forward. But unfortunately, it's a half a step forward in one direction, but it's two steps back in the opposite direction. And the big problems with it is you must sign up for a four-year contract. And if you don't serve the 4 years, you've got to pay it all back. And it's actually paid 6 months in arrears. So you can imagine telling any other employee in Ireland, you have to work for 6 months and then your employer will pay you in arrears. I mean, it's really, really unusual, and it's quite divisive as well in that you must have at least 3 years service before you're eligible for it. So a quarter of the Navy are not even entitled to apply for it. And while the rest of the public service are moving away from a two-tier pay situation, we have one part of the public service who's just created a brand new two-tier issue. You know, so it's not the way to do business.
So who are these naval personnel with less than 3 years service who are being targeted, presumably by employers in the private sector? What are the skills that they have that are making them so attractive to recruitment outside the naval service?
To be honest, Brian, I mean, that's not a major issue. It's not a pull factor that's pulling people away from the naval service. It's a push factor. It's the fact that the Navy pay is so poor that people are being pushed away, and they're not going to major technical jobs. These people are just working in retail outlets like Lidl and Aldi, you know. So while there are a small handful of technical people that are being snapped up by the private sector, the vast majority of people are leaving the Navy to do normal routine jobs earning the minimum wage, and that just shows you how poor the pay in the naval service is.
Yeah. So the impact of this, as I say, the Naval Service this lunchtime saying that just under 3% of scheduled patrol days, 21 days, have been lost. So is it really having an impact on the service that can be delivered?
Yeah, it's having a massive impact. So there should be 9 ships at sea. 2 are in maintenance at the moment, which is perfectly logical, but 2 cannot go to sea because of lack of sailors. So basically half our fleet is tied up, and that has huge issues from a search and rescue capability perspective. So the country's search and rescue capability is significantly depleted as a result, but also from an anti-smuggling point of view. So, I mean, there's people being smuggled into Ireland, there's drugs being smuggled in, there's weapons being smuggled in. You only have to look at 3 nights ago in the English Channel, where there was a major hijack operation that occurred near the Isle of Wight, and that actually required a military response, and that could very easily have happened in Irish territorial waters.
I suppose also Brexit is coming. It may come without a deal. That may have implications for fisheries and the protection of our territorial waters, which is an obligation we have as a EU member state.
Absolutely, and deal or no deal, there's still going to be a huge increase in sea policing duties. And let's remember, the Naval Service does at sea what the Gardaí do here on land. And I'm old enough to remember, and many of your listeners might be as well, of the Irish trawlers that were being rammed off the west coast by European larger trawlers back in the day. And even the minister is on record for saying that he expects that the civilian fishing fleets, that there is a potential for clashes to be occurring at sea, particularly when you're dealing with a third country like the EU or the UK is going to be.
There we leave it. Cathal Berry, independent TD, Kildare South. Thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.